Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shir Mandaf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masachet Kereto, Daf Yod Bet Amud Bet, at the Mishnah towards the bottom of the Amud, Kama Yishheba Ochalin, which seems to indicate how long can you possibly delay within eating foods and have them all be considered to be mitzarev for one shir. So if someone were to eat, for instance, half a kazayit of chalev, and then wait 10 minutes, 20 minutes, however much be, and eat the other half, is a mitzaref. So the first opinion is, ki'ilu ochel klayot iver abmeir. It's as if he's eating little pieces of grain, little toasted grain. The question is what Meir means, and the Gemara will discuss it. Chachamim ad sheyishhem mitchila ve'ad sof kedei achilat pras. From the beginning to the end, if there is a period of achilat pras, is eating half a loaf, it's a big machloket poskim about how much that is, between 2 minutes and 9 minutes roughly, then chayav. Longer wait would be patur. Now, achal ochlin tmein v'shata mashkin tmein. So if you ate tamei food or drank tamei drink that would make your body tamei, or shata revit yayin, or you drink revit yayin, v'nichnas the mikdash v'shaha kedei achilat pras. What that means is that there was a waiting kedei achilat pras, or less than kedei achilat pras, while eating that, so that the shirim mitzaref for during the revi'it, then chayav. That doesn't mean you waited inside the mikdash that long. Rabbi Eliezer Amar in pasak ba v'natan b'mayim kol shu patur. Specifically about the wine, he says that if you did not drink it all in one gulp, or you added any amount of water to it, then you're patur. And we'll see about that later on. Ibayalu, let's ask about Rav Meir's approach here with the klayot. Rav Meir, l'chumra kamar l'kulu kamar. Is this position l'chumra l'kulu? Let's say l'chumra kamar v'achiktani, meaning ki'ilu achal klayot, meaning afilu kulayoma. As long as you continue to eat, you could nurse that food all day, and just at the end of the day have eaten the kazayit, and you'd be chayav, and the day is and you spent much longer than kedei achilat pras to eat it, since you continued eating and kept it as long, one long snack, if you will, then you're chayav. The Rabbanan said, no, only if there is kedei achilat pras from beginning to end, more than that, you're patur. And that they were coming le kula. Odilma le kula kamar. Maybe his position is le kula. The achiktani ki ilu ochel klayot, meaning for the lo ifsek bein aveni, meaning there can't be any interruption whatsoever. Just like when you're eating little toasted grains, so you eat one after the other. How about the ifsek bein aveni? But if you ate a little bit and then stopped and ate more, afgad mechilat sof bechteach lepras, even though it was all bechteach lepras patur. V'yamar le rabbanan. The rabbanan's response to him be le chumra. Kevin mechilat v'yad sof bechteach lepras u chayav. Since there was kedei achilat pras from beginning to end, it's all mitzaref. So which is Reb Meir's position? Toshma v'chachamim ad shishev kedei achilat pras v'chilat sof. They use the word ad. Now, so let's see what that means. Iyamar pishlamar Reb Meir l'chomra, if you agree that Reb Meir is the more stringent position. Then, ha'inuktani ad shishev. That's why they answered ad shishev, meaning you're not chayav, unlike you, Reb Meir. We think you're not chayav until you do it within a certain amount of time. Ad shay delay kedei achilat pras. Aliyamot Rameir lekula, but if you think Rameir is being lenient, chachamim im shahami bayle, it should have been chachamim said, no, you're even chayav in a lighter circumstance, which is im shahak kedei achilat pras, even if you took a break. Halav shmamina Rameir lechumish shmamina. So here Rameir has the more stringent position, and chachamim are coming to alleviate it a little bit. Amar Rav Noi or Ravina, perhaps Amar Shmuel. B'chalavim uvenivela ad shishem mitchila ve'atzol pechtei achilat pras. When it comes to the chiyuv for eating chalev or for eating nevela, then it's like Chachamim said, "Bichtei achlat pras from beginning to end." Ochlim tmeim shkatzir masim umashkin. When it comes to ingesting things that are tamei, afilu kol yom kulo bichtei achlat pras. Even if it's all day bichtei achlat pras. So my kamar, what does that mean? Papa or so Papa's take is achikamar afilu kol yom kulo ushachal kzayt bichtei achlat pras. Meaning that all that you eat during the day is mitzaref, as long as you add a kazayit bechtei achilat pras, because the shiur for tuma is going to be greater than that. Might be your vid for drinks, it might be more than that. As long as you add a kazayit bechtei achilat pras, and then sometime later during the day, in part of this continued eating, you ate the rest to make a shiur, it's mitzaref. So, Meitre, watch this challenge. Kol achli mitzafin lifsol tagviyah b'chatzi pras. All foods are mitzarev together if they're tamei. Doesn't matter if it's olives or bread or whatever it is. They're all mitzarev together. That if you eat a chatzi pras, of food that's tamei, then you're tamei. My lav dachle lachatzi pras bichter echila pras doesn't mean you have to eat that whole shiur, which is several kazetim. It's, I think, two kabetza, which is several kazetim, and you have to eat it all bichter echila pras, so it's not enough to eat. It's not enough to eat the, just a kazai b'chteyachilat pras. So, achal kazai b'chteyachilat pras. That's all you did. You ate a kazai b'chteyachilat pras and another kazai b'chteyachilat pras. And together, it all came out over the course of the day to a chatzi pras. Meitavei kol ochli min stafin lipsol tagviyam a chatzi pras, as we said, b'chteyachilat pras, ketzad. Now we give an example. Achal v'chazar v'achal. You ate some, and then you went and ate some more. Mi'esh etchilat achilu rishonu atzof achilu achrona. If from the beginning of the first thing you ate till the end of the last thing you ate, there's no longer than kadei achila pras, then it's all mitzarif. Yotem mikana mitzarifin. If not, then it doesn't connect. We'll see what that one means. They did not allow you to eat a pacham mikashir and go into the mikvah. We'll see what that means. It really means this, that if you ate half a shear, went into the mikvah, came out and finished it, it's mitzaref, because you're going to the mikvah after eating half a kashir is meaningless. You weren't tame. Now, and this, of course, seems to be talking about Yom Kippur, that they allow her to eat less than a kashir over the course of kedei achila pras, because of the inherent danger to a certain kind of mu'uberet, a certain kind of pregnant woman on Yom Kippur. Okay, kol ha'mashkim mitztarfin l'psol tagviyah b'rvi'it b'chdei achila pras, and all drinks are mitztarev together, if they're all tamei, to make a revit b'chdei achila pras. Again, ketzad, shata v'chazar v'shata, imesh t'chilat sh'teya v'shon, tzof sh'teya achrona, k'dei achila pras, mitztarfin. So if you drank and had some drink more and together there wasn't longer than chdei achila pras, and together you had the shear, then it's mitztaref. Temekana mitztarfin. So trula la magat me mate la nik bana v'na tahor. And now an interesting heter, that a woman who had magat mamet, which means she touched a tmei mate, so she's a rishon, she's allowed to nurse her son and the son will be tahor. Alright, we'll go back to that, but first let's start with the part that is directly relevant to our discussion. So to you, to the Rav Noi, you see that you have to have the entire shear tumo b'chtei achila pras, and it's not enough to have a kazai b'chtei achila pras, and indeed to Yuvta. So Amar Mar, Loitirlo Lachol Pachot Mikashir Lered Vilipo. My Kamar, what is that? Rav Yehuda Acha Kamar, Achol Pachot Mikashir. As I said, if you have less than a kashir, Loitirlo Lered Vilipo. You can't go into the mikvah. Let's say that you're at the mikvah now and you're going to be leaving. You can't go into the mikvah sort of in advance. Shim Yered V'Taval, Yerad V'Taval, V'Alav Yishlimo Mitztaref. In other words, you think one of two things. Either I'll go into the mikvah now, and that will cleanse me from the previous eating, so then the other one won't be mitztaref, or it'll just be an interruption. So it's not mitztaref. The answer is, doesn't work. The guy will think, my first tefillah really helped in advance. And the guy doesn't understand that tefillah is only after being tame, not in advance. Now, what's this case about allowing her to eat? If she's really in danger, she should eat as much as she needs to, and we don't have to measure it out with a thimbleful and keep an eye on the stopwatch. So, I think the way that this should be read is, they allow an ubara, any ubara, less than a kashir, and if she needs more, then she gets as much as she needs. Menasakana. Okay. Ktani tiru le magat meimet lehanikat bna uvenat tahor. They allow a woman who had touched a tmei mate to nurse her child, and the child is still tahor. So my tahor. Why is that? Kevin de yanak yinak chalav it milemi chalav. He should be tamei from the chalav that comes from her because she's tameya, so her byproducts are tamei. And so maybe you think the milk never got mukshar. All food needs to be mukshar. Because typically there's going to be a little milk sitting on the nipple, and so when the milk comes out, it touches that, and that's what's makshir it, because chalav is one of the seven mashkim that's makshir. So simple thing is, he nurses and it's a straight shot, and none gets on the nipple. So he didn't leave any there. Rav said that's wrong for two reasons. We look at a kid's mouth, it's filled with milk, which means he has that milk sitting in there, and as he gets the new milk, it's mit kasher. It's mukshar, v'yod, makom chalav ma'ayanhu. The source of that ma'chalav is like a ma'ayan. We use the word ma'ayan in the context of a zav or a zava, and that's why, for instance, the urine of a zava is matame, because coming from a ma'ayan, and it doesn't need hechsher, because coming from a source. And the same thing with the milk. The tani chalav isha metame ben l'ratzon ben shelo l'ratzon. You don't need intent in order for chalav isha to be metame, unlike with most mashkim. Behema ain't a metame l'ratzon. Behema, we don't put that rule. So my love shelo l'ratzon delo nechalei. So what does ratzon l'ratzon mean? Doesn't shelo l'ratzon mean you don't care about it? Uktani metame. Lo nechalei means you don't want it and still metame. We're going to go back to that assumption in a minute, but Rava gives a very nice explanation. He says that we have a sfeik sfeika. First of all, we don't know whether he was yonik even the proper amount, sfeik lo yanak. And even if he did, sfeik yanko b'achila pras, sfeik yanko b'tevichli achabras. We also don't know how fast he had the shear. There's no way to measure it. And so therefore, he's tahor because they have a sfeik sfeika. Wait a second. Rava based his challenge to Rav Nachman on the fact that the chalav is a ma'ayan and therefore doesn't need hechsher. Vatnan, watch this. If a woman had some milk come from her breast and fell into the airspace of a tanur tamei. How did that milk become mukshar? Rabbi Yochanan said you need it, but it became mukshar because there was some milk sitting on the nipple. So when that milk came out, it went through that other milk that was machshirit. And so Rabbi Yochanan, so you could posit that Rabbi disagrees and says you don't need it because of the mayan. There are 9 different liquids that come from a zov, from a zav. Hazeya v'lechas rucha v'rei, which is sweat and the kind of bad smell, like perspiration of sorts, and rei, which is liquid feces. Tohorim mikulam. They have no tumor whatsoever. Dimate no v'dam magefato. If he has tears that come out of his eyes or blood that comes from a wound, v'chalev isha metamin tumat mashkin berviit lemetame. Roko zuvom emei raglam metamin tumat chamura b'chol shuhu. Those are the 3 that we're familiar with as a mayan, his spit, the zov itself, and urine are metame, not tumat mashkin, but tuma chamura. They're really like a tuma, and kolshu, they have no shear. But if chalav is a mayan, then it should have the same rule. Kizov over ruko, just like his zov and like his spit. So you see that Rava's contention is refuted. The chalav is not coming from a ma'ayan. So how do you explain the brayta that said the chalav is matame l'ratzon shelo l'ratzon? So remember, we said we think shelo l'ratzon means you don't want it. Who says it means that? Lo, my shelo l'ratzon. The amar the dat tino kreva l'gavi chalav v'amar lo nechalei tahor. Meaning, Shelo l'ratzon means that we don't see him going after it. But if he actually says, I don't want this, then it's tahor. Meaning, l'ratzon means he wants it. Shelo l'ratzon means he's neutral. But if he says, I don't want it, then it's not metame, which means that chalav is not a mayan, and that's why it's not listed that way with the mashkin shel zov. Why did we say that when you eat, that eat ochlin tmeim, and if you waited a certain amount of time. So if you're achikdan, this is what it means. Achal ochlin tmeim, v'shatam ashkin tmeim, v'shavit yayin, v'shaham achilatan, v'shtiatan, k'deach kilat pras, meaning, if you ate these things, and while the eating them, you ate the shear within the amount of time, k'deach kilat pras, so you drank the wine in the shear of k'deach kilat pras, and then went into the mikdash, there's an isur to go into the mikdash, of course, tamei, and there's an isur to go into the mikdash, drunk, then chayav. So what constitutes tamei or drunk? If you ingested the liquid or the food that brought you to that state, tochka de achila pras, and that's why it mentions shaha. It's not talking about shaha waiting inside the mikdash that long. That is a halacha to a mikdash that we dealt with in Masachet Shvuot. That's not the discussion here. Okay, Rabbi Lazar says that if you take any break during the drinking or pour any water into it, then you're not chayav for going into the mikdash drunk. Tana Rabbanan. Let's take a look at the piece in Parshat Shmini. It follows immediately after the tragic death of Nadav and Avihu. Yain v'shechar al tesht. You may not drink wine or strong drink, we'll call it. Yachol afilu kolshu afilu migito. I might think even the smallest amount or even fresh off the press, which means it hasn't fermented. Talmud lomar v'shechar. That's what it says. Shechar ain asur l'kadei shakar. It has to be the proper amount that will get you shikor. So it can't be grape juice and it can't be a small amount. What's the shear of eat yain ben mem yom? It has to be at least 40 days old to have some alcohol content, and it has to be at least a ravit. So why did the Torah add the word yain? Just call it shechar. That there is a lota say for even the smallest amount, and a lota say for any grape product, even grape juice. But the chiyuv is only if it's yain mishaker. That's Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Yayin, Ein Liela Yayin, Shar Meshakin Minayin. How do I know to extend it to other alcoholic drinks? Talmud Lomar V'Shechar. So Shechar is not there to define the Yayin, it's to extend the Yayin. Imkei Ma Talmud Lomar Yayin, so why the Torah say Yayin? Ala Yayin B'mita V'al Shar Mashkin B'Azhara. This now turns Tanakama inside out. He says Shechar is not there to define Yayin and to limit when you chayav mita. Shechar is there to extend it beyond Yayin, but that's only a lav. So therefore, somebody would come in having drunk, as they talk about date wine or something else of that sort, would violate a lav. It's only wine from grapes that you would be chayav mita. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yayin al tesht v'shechar. He's playing with the pasuk al tishteu k'derech shichuto. Meaning Shechar is there not to tell you about the product itself, but about the method. Don't drink it in a way of shichrut. So if you just sipped it and took some breaks in the middle of drinking it, then you put any water in it that would kill some of the alcohol content, patur. So for my plea, what's the machlok between Tanakama, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Eliezer? Tanakama savar, kamin shechar, shechar nazir. So Tanakama says the word shechar in our parsha, the word shechar in the parsha of nazir, connect to each other, and there the only prohibition is wine, so therefore shechar must be there to tell you what kind of wine. He doesn't make that connection. Therefore, he says shechar is a different drink. My shechar, what's shechar? Mididu mishaker, something that makes you drunk. So therefore, it has to be the style in which you drink the yayin as mishaker. Come on, Azla Hadatanya. So which one of these three opinions could be the source of this brayta? Achal dveila ke'ilit. If you say eat some sort of a heavy fig that has sort of an alcohol content to it, shatat dvash or chalav, or drink honey or milk, evidently it gives you some sort of tipsiness. Chas mikdash v'shimesh loken. You went in and did an avodah in the mikdash, you get makot. Not mitab makot. Come on. Follows Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda says other things are asur, but it's a lot. V'yorba achotoy halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer. We say that halacha is k'Rabbi, it probably should be Rabbi Elazar. V'kai Rav Alei to Rabbi Elazar, Tovina de Hakimi. Rav referred to him as the great one, it's probably Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua, the great one of the sages. Rav Acha de Hotzel have a nidra ala devitu. He has a story. He'd taken a netter not to allow his wife to get any hanoah from him, and he wanted to get it released. Out to the coming of Rashi. He came to Rav Ashi to ask Rav Ashi to release it. Amarle, zil ha'idna v'tola machar. Come back tomorrow. Why? Because Rav, we have a tradition in Babel here, that Rav lo moki amora ale miyomatav lachavre. Rav would not have an amora stand with him, meaning to paskin alacha, on Yom Tov, he would say, come back the next day. Why? Mishum shichrut, because he would have had wine during the day, and he felt you were not allowed to paskin halacha, to make a halachic ruling, just like you're not allowed to enter the mikdash, if you are drunk. Amar leva, amar Rav, halacha k'Rav Eliezer. But he said to him, but Rav said that the halacha follows Rabbi Elazar, which is that as long as you add some water or don't drink it all in one gulp, you're okay. Umarhu de karami be'maya, and you, Rav Ashi, you put water in. Amale alokasha, harbivit haviyotem echte ravit. Rabbi Elazar only said that you're not chayav if you put water in, if it's exactly ravit of wine. But if it's more than a ravit, and then you add a little bit of water, you still have a chiyuv. And that's what happened here. Tanu Rabbanan, at the end of that parsha, it says, Avdil ben HaKodesh ben HaChol. And the way we understand it is not just that the Kohanim must make sure not to go in drunk so they can distinguish properly, but also when making rulings on halachic matters, may not do so when drunk. Avdil ben HaKodesh ben HaChol, uvein HaTahor, Lahorot et bnei Yisrael. So now, what does that mean? Ben HaKodesh Ben HaChol is Elu Damin Va'arachin Charamin Va'Hekdeshot. Meaning, all those cases where a person makes some sort of commitment, whether or not that commitment has to play out, and how much a person has to pay, based on how he committed to a value donation to the Mikdash. Bein HaTameh Ben HaTohor, what's that? Elu Tmeo Tumot V'Tarot. That's simple. Is this Tameh or Tohor? Ulohorot Zuhora'an. That's instruction, halachic instruction. Eit kol achikuim, what's that? Elu midrashot, and that means midrash halacha. Asher diber Hashem zu halacha. That's when you have a halachic tradition. Biyad Moshe is a Talmud. Now, yachol afa mishnah, I think you can't even teach mishnah when you're in that state. And remember, you're not very inebriated. You just have had a revit. Talmudom ulohorot. The prohibition is halachic instruction. We don't make halachic instruction from a mishnah. Because we don't make yachol af Talmud, I might think Talmud is prohibited. Talmudom ulohorot. We also don't make, Talmud here means the discussion. We don't make a decision based on the discussion. The discussion leads to a decision. Alright, Kaman Azla Hadatanya, Tsasheretz Tameh, Tsfardea Tahor. But one thing that is accepted here and that you can rule on even if you've had that much is to say that a dead rat is Tameh and a dead frog is Tahor and Shtuyayayin Morin by Hanorah, they're allowed to make such a decision, such an instruction. Name Rabbi Yosef Yehuda v'lo Rabbanan. Sounds like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda who allows more because he allows Talmud. No, afilu tem Rabbanan. Shani Yachad Zil Kari Beravu. This is a case where any kid knows this from Chumash. There's no big whoop. It's like asking what day of the week is Shabbat. Everybody knows. Harav halachak Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. We rule like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Leniently. Harav lo mokim amora miyom atav lachavre mishum shichut. But Rav wouldn't have an amora standing there on Yom Tov. He'd wait till the next day, because that would be part of teaching. So why couldn't he teach if he holds like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda the Talmud Mutar? Shani Rav, to Ori Mori. Rav is different, because every time he got up to teach, there was Hora. People would ask him questions, he would give halachic instruction. V'nekem v'lo lori. So why doesn't he get up and teach and not do that? So Haycha Diyativ Rav, lo sagile v'lo Hora. Rav was incapable of teaching without Hora, probably because he would typically get people coming up and asking him questions, or interpreting Shir with practical questions which he felt he had to answer. Okay, we'll pause at this point and pick it up in the next Mishnah in Perek Shlishi. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.